Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Would you tell him to stop, please?
Oscar.
Huh?
Do you...
Sorry. I find it helps me read.
It's irritating beyond measure.
It's fine.
It's been nearly half an hour, Arthur. He hasn't said a thing. I think I should have read it.
Damn.
Hmm?
I don't take the Lord's name in vain often, but... Jesus Christ.
Huh.
What? What did you...
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Where on earth did you get this?
Oh, well, there's a town called Harper's Hill, near Arkham. I found myself there looking for someone who had answers.
Answers about what?
Well, another book, actually, funnily enough.
My book.
Did you find answers?
Not exactly. Well, somewhat.
Hmm.
But I tracked someone who would be able to help me to an island off the town's lake. And in the caves beneath the island, I found that book. And another.
Well, it's quite the read.
Yes, I found it to be a bestiary of sorts.
Yes, I suppose so. It's quite old as well, perhaps from that era.
Really? I didn't realize.
Yes, well, look at it. I mean, you don't see books like this anymore. It's quite evident how old it is.
Yes, well, I... missed that, I suppose.
It's an old book, Arthur. Hardly a notable fact.
It's by far the oldest book I've ever seen. It could... I don't know, maybe 9th or 10th century.
What? Really?
I don't know. But I have seen texts that are old. And this is remarkable.
Scratch, Arthur. Has he learned anything?
I don't believe it. You've had a look through it, then?
Yes, I really don't know what to say. This creature we're hunting could be any manner of thing.
Such as?
This whole book is filled with horrors, but a lot of these creatures are more physical in their manifestations than Scratch appears to be.
Okay.
Larva of Outer Gods, Hounds of Tyndalos, a bloody boltworm of the Banazi Desert.
Yes. Boltworm.
I mean, can you imagine such a thing?
Oh, Oscar.
Right, but what of the non-physical entities, then?
Well, in those, there are endless possibilities. Mainly in the category of immensely powerful.
What do you mean?
These creatures, they seem to be gods, in a way. Or at least that's how this book makes them out to sound. I mean, it's all a little far-fetched, despite what I've seen.
How little you realize.
And beyond narrowing it down, which is difficult. Many of these elder gods don't have the same rules of physically bound creatures. They can manifest however they want, wherever they want.
But Scratch can't.
No. Which allowed me to narrow down some suspects, but not many. For example, Hypnos, an elder god, lord of dreams and sleep.
Well, that sounds promising.
Yes, but Hypnos is known to transform the dreamer's form in some way. Change the way they look. Which is not what Scratch did. Not really his plan.
Right.
Nothing about torturing or manipulating or possessing.
Really?
Aye. Tolskir or the green flame can possess the flesh of a dead person. Vorvodosh, trader of the sands, can see truth the way he did in my mind. But none of them are exactly right.
No.
In the description, they're vague at best. Narrowing it down is... I mean, there's reference to a place called the Dreamlands. A place, can you imagine?
I don't have to.
What do you mean?
Well, I was there. In the Dreamlands. It is a place. And nothing within that book is far-fetched, I promise you.
Have you seen some of these before?
Seen. And fought.
And fought?
And you will too. You've seen it too. Like you said, he read your mind.
Aye.
We both have come face to face with this thing, Oscar. We've heard its voice, we've seen its face. I was in a trance of sorts, being led, manipulated into performing tasks, seeing things that...
Alexander.
Is that who you saw? Is that who Scratch appeared as?
Aye.
Look, we've both faced him, Oscar. And we'll do it again. This time more prepared.
All right.
We can do this.
I suppose I'll just watch again, then. Like I did when you untied Hattie from the bed and unleashed this creature onto the world. Right?
Well, there's nothing about dust or violet skin or silver eyes.
You don't trust me enough to read the damn book, and now you're acting as if I'm not even here.
What about time dilation?
What do you mean?
Remember... We talked about how Scratch thought that he was trapped for 200 years, but the building wasn't even that old. That must be important.
Right, right. Well, I'll take another look.
If you want to be so honest, Arthur, why not just tell him about me? But then I suppose that would mean you'd actually have to talk to me. Stop!
What?
Sorry.
No, not
you, sorry. Okay, nothing we've learned seems to have narrowed it down.
No, but then I suppose that's why we're going to the house. Undoubtedly, you'll have more information.
Exactly. I'm sure we're almost there. Why don't you check on that time dilation thing? I think that can help.
All right.
And if I ignore you, it's just because I'm focusing on driving. Okay? I'm not trying to ignore you.
Is that so?
Yes.
I am just trying to keep focused. Trying to keep us focused. And I can tell you're nervous, Oscar.
Right.
And I just want you to know that we have this because you're my friend. And I trust you.
Of course.
Okay.
So if I ignore you, it's not because I don't care.
Yes.
I understand.
Good. So, sorry, that sounds odd. There's a lot of conflicting thoughts going on in my mind right now.
Here as well.
Hey, what if we're dealing with conflicting factors, or elements that might be altering our view of the creature?
What do you mean?
Well, what if it is this Hypnos, but not a complete piece of him? You know, that would alter his power significantly.
Not a complete piece?
Yes, like a fracture of it.
Is that even possible?
Yes, although rare, I wager.
Very rare.
But not impossible. And when dealing with things from other worlds coming into ours being a possibility, see if you can read up on that. And when...
Well, hey!
What?
There's the... Well, that was it. You've passed it again.
Again?
Yes. That's a turn off, I believe. I wondered why you'd missed it the first time, but this time I swear you'd noticed it.
Did I?
I didn't see the turn off.
Yes, I think it's just down there. Wait, you didn't realize you missed it?
No.
Well, why did you circle back around this way?
I realized we missed it at first, but not...
I don't know. But we're taking it this time.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. We have plenty of time. Well, isn't that quite the sight?
The house sits close to the gravel driveway, but far from Boulder Road. It's a large property with outbuildings near the edge of the woods. The main house is a two-story building in front of us, the broken rotted porch that wraps around. The ground here is overgrown. Fallen trees litter the property. There looks to be a large barn in the back to the left.
So, this is the house?
Yes, the second property owned by Edward William Allen.
Who we believe is dead.
The same Allen that we found dead in the walls of Marie's building.
If there are answers to what scratches, and how to stop him, they'll be in here.
Did you want to hedge straight in or poke around the outside first?
Well, let's stay outside first, I think.
All right.
We should split up to cover the outside.
Yes. Why don't you look around the right of the property?
There looks to be a well.
By the well. And I'll take the left and search the barn.
Sounds good.
Let's say we meet on the front porch in 5, 10 minutes, maybe. Do you have the time?
Oh, yes. It's 11:23.
Oh. That late.
Aye, we may need to sleep in the car, depending on what happens. I don't think I want to sleep in there.
Yes.
Are you all right?
Look, Oscar. I need to tell you something.
Be certain you want to do this.
Of course.
This stone. It was given to me. By Scratch.
How?
It doesn't matter how.
It doesn't. Was this before you saw him, or after?
After.
You saw him? You saw Hattie? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't know how to... Look, I can't get into this now. Suffice to say that...
Tell him, Arthur. Tell him how you took the deal with Scratch. He deserves to know, doesn't he?
You wanted me to trust you. And you've kept this from me. Vital information from me. How can I...
Oscar, you knew that there were things I had to keep close to my chest.
Tell him.
And I made a deal with Scratch.
You?
I had to. Oscar, I had to make a deal. I had that maniac, the butcher. He had tied me to a chair, and Daniel would have been dead. And if I hadn't have agreed to Scratch, then I'd be dead. He'd be dead. You would be dead.
What deal?
It shouldn't... Look, I agreed to give this stone to someone before they fall asleep tonight.
Why?
To give...
No.
To help Scratch find...
Arthur, if you tell him, there is no out for us.
What?
You have no contingency plan. We are dead if you cannot stop Scratch. Do not tell him.
Tell me.
This is life or death, Arthur. This is no time to be stupid.
To help Scratch find a way out of Marie's house. to unbind him from whatever was keeping him there.
Good.
He told me that even though he had Hattie, if she should fall asleep, he's stuck back at Marie's, which we've seen. Giving the stone to someone else will use wherever they sleep as his new home, as it were.
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry. I've been secretive, and I'm sorry. Please understand that I wasn't sure how far you were willing to take this. How far you were willing to help me.
He's looking out the window at the house. He seems hurt.
I've been looking at this book while we drive up here. Pouring through pages. But I can't lie and say that my mind hasn't been drifting. I've been circling around what my purpose here is. Not just in this car, or outside this house, but in life. I felt aimless for so long. Trying in what small ways I can to make amends.
Oscar, we went...
No, I know, but... Still. After all I've done. After all the pain and misery I've caused. I struggle to wonder what my purpose was. What God had planned for me.
And?
He put me in your path to show me. I believe you're my purpose. To help, to guide, to protect even.
Oscar, I'm not... Look, I don't think that...
I know. You don't believe in God. That's your decision. But he believes in you. And I know he's given me you as a purpose.
Well.
So how far am I willing to help? As far as I am physically, mentally, and spiritually able.
All right. Well, we'll see this to the end. No matter what that looks like.
Aye. Now this stone binds the creature to the house the owner sleeps in. Perhaps, if this shouldn't work, we just sleep here. This scratch is stuck up here, far away from the city. I guess it would be safer than it would be at Marie's.
Yes, perhaps.
Let me take the stone then, just in case.
Oscar's right. It would be easiest to give it to him now.
No, it's okay. I'll hold on to it for now.
Are you certain?
Certain. All right. Well...
Wait.
Yes?
With this new information about the stone and the time dilation, I think it would be worthwhile to have a look again. One last time at this book.
Right.
And the way it is outside right now...
Right. Yes, that book shouldn't get wet. Why don't you stay here and see if you can't find something with this new information? And I'll have a look outside.
Aye. I'll be here.
The rain is coming down lightly, melting much of the snow-covered ground. The lot is large. The barn sits to the back left. The entire property is in disrepair, poorly kept and overgrown beneath the snow.
Yes, well, better rain more than snow. Let's check the barn first.
You didn't want to give Oscar the stone there. That seemed like a great opportunity. No?
I don't know what role the stone will play yet in terms of drawing Scratch to us. It could be needed to bring him here. I don't want to risk Oscar using it incorrectly or having Scratch come to him instead.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully we won't need to use it at all. I'm sure we can defeat Scratch. Still, nice to have Oscar as an option.
When the time comes, if we have no other choice, nothing has changed.
You're thinking clearly, then. I'm glad to hear it.
The barn.
Straight ahead, around some rusted equipment. This way. Here. So why did you choose to search outside first?
Well, if Alan left this place for the city... He undoubtedly brought all the important, necessary items with him. I'm not counting on much in the way of information to be inside the house. But the property, well, it may hold some...
Whoa.
What?
The shadow, Arthur.
What? What shadow?
Like I saw when we first approached Marie's house. It's as if a haze clings to the barn. I cannot tell the shadow apart from the darkness.
Well, I'd say in this case it's exactly what we're looking for.
I suppose so. The large double doors are closed. A lock once holding them shut lies rusted in the snow by our feet.
Newly broken?
No. Very old.
All right. Let's do this.
The barn is devoid of any partitions for cattle or horses. Just a large, open area.
Tell me everything you see.
The ceiling is blackened, as if the soot from 100 fires have painted it, and yet no signs of fire exist on the floor, ancient or otherwise, which is dust-covered and sporting a large carved symbol.
Similar to the one in the secret room?
The exact same.
Well, if...
Wait! Stop.
What?
There's more.
Okay.
A lot more. The inside of this barn, Arthur, it's tainted.
Tainted?
Scorched with pieces of another place, as if stained by the presence of some otherworldly dimension.
The Dreamlands?
I don't know. Large, frozen pustules the size of human heads are attached in groupings of three in the corners of this barn, the floor and ceilings. Long, spindly strands of icy, hair-like rope hang down from the ceiling like large pieces of dew-covered string. The floor around the symbol is stained red and yellow, as if various fluids were spilled here.
Jesus Christ.
Chunks of open-celled combs like those of wasps cover the right wall of the barn, attached to the wood, as if built by some alien creatures. They're surrounded by a mud-like, multi-layered outer shell.
Empty?
I hope.
Oh my God. On Earth, what happened?
I don't know. But whatever happened, this is where it took place.
Yes. Yes, but we still don't know what, or how, or why, if this happened in New York, this symbol, was it a test? Did it not work here?
Something worked.
We should check inside the house.
I thought you said that.
I need air.
Are you okay?
It's been a while since we've had to deal with that sort of thing. I'd almost forgotten. The Dreamlands were...
far behind us.
Yes, but still here. Still with me.
I didn't see anything else in there. No books or drawings that...
Let's see if we can't find something in the house. Save exploring the barn fully until we're ready to do what we need to.
Summon Scratch and end him.
That's the plan.
All right. Well, the back door is straight ahead.
Well, Oscar, we should...
You've barely given him any time to read.
If we find something, or need help, it's clear that he wants to help. I don't want to cut him
out. We've managed this far on our own, Arthur. We don't need him to explore the house.
I know, but this is important to Oscar, as well as us. Besides, if there's something dangerous in there, he should know where we are.
Fine.
We'll head back to the car, and then we'll head inside. Which,
left.
Thank you. Look, I recognize that you're feeling frustrated because of Oscar's role in all of this.
I'm only trying to remind you that we managed extremely well without Oscar.
I understand that, and I hear you.
And I haven't missed anything important. We arrived safely.
Yes, but missed the turnoff. All I'm saying is please be patient. I need another set of eyes on all of this.
Until?
Until... I don't... Until I can rely fully on you again.
And when is that?
I don't know, John. But if we want to hope to make it far enough to find a solution, we need Oscar.
You need help, sure. But Oscar isn't our only option.
For tonight, he is.
The car is here.
Oh. Did you find something?
Yes, you?
Yes, I think so.
Well, look, I'm about to head inside the house, actually. Did you want to join?
Yes, let's.
Brilliant.
He's left the book in the car, so as not to get it wet.
Come on.
The front door is just ahead, to the left. Here. The porch steps are rotten and barely holding together. Careful.
Damn.
Oh.
We're in the front foyer of this home. It's a small farmstead, really. The walls, which look as though they were once white, are filled with cracks and jagged holes where the wet plaster has sloughed off, exposing the brick beneath. There are a set of stairs hugging the left wall here, which start just beyond an archway that leads to a den. The hallway extends down to what I imagine is the back door, and to our right, the kitchen.
So, what did you find?
The barn is where it happened, where I believe Edward Allen may have, well, tested his ritual.
His ritual?
Yes. Whatever is in the barn, it looks as though that it's...
As if another world has merged with this one.
It's as if another world has merged with this one in the barn. He was conducting some sort of experiments, I imagine. The book I found in the secret room at Marie's was beyond use, but the symbol on the floor was the same as the one in the barn. I think he practiced here to summon something. Scratch, perhaps, or whatever Scratch is. And when he perfected it, he moved.
Well, in regards to Scratch, I think I may have an idea of what he is.
What?
I suspect that we may be dealing with something called a Forgotten One.
A Forgotten One?
What is that?
Based on what I can gather and understand, this is not exactly scientific.
I've read it. I know what he means.
Forgotten Ones are trapped entities from outside. They're manifestations or counterparts of great ones.
Fractured?
Of a sort, yes. What I gather is that Scratch is a forgotten one of some great one that Edward William Allen or whoever tried to bring into this world and failed.
Hypnos?
There's no way to be certain. Not without finding something here that confirms it.
All right.
But that only gets us so far.
Yes.
So, what gets us all the way to stopping Scratch, then?
We need to find anything that Edward William Allen would have used for research. It's a good bet that the book is, in fact, gone, but he may have made notes. Now, primarily, we need to know how he summoned Scratch.
And how to destroy him.
Right. There's a smell here.
Yes, like rotting wood.
No, like decay.
Look, let's just eat the elephant.
Sorry?
One bite at a time. You take the kitchen, and I'll take the den. Keep your eyes peeled.
Aye.
You're making an awful lot of assumptions.
Am I? We know this symbol matches the one in the bestiary. We know creatures like this don't naturally exist in our world. They need help getting here, for a lack of a better word.
Why move to New York to summon Scratch? And for what purpose? What about Hypnos makes him desirable, even as a great one?
Well, that's what we're looking to find out. What do we see?
In the den?
Yes.
There's a small wood stove for heat, bare furnishings, a stark contrast to Daniel's house.
Few people live the way Daniel does.
The furniture here is sparse. Lots of markings on the wooden floor where...
What?
I don't know. It's well worn. Almost smoothed out looking. Polished.
Here?
Yes. See? It's worn. Right here by the window.
Children.
What?
Hands, knees, crawling, playing. Maybe this is where they did it. They played here.
Children.
This house is old?
It seems so. Though I can't wager how old.
I wonder if it was Edward's childhood home. If he was the one who contributed to these markings, as he crawled around playing with his toys.
If he had any.
Hmm?
I don't get the impression that they had food on the table, let alone money for toys.
That's sparse, is it?
At first, I thought some of the furniture was perhaps moved. But yes, I believe this is how they lived.
Motivation enough to seek more, in whatever form that may take.
I suppose so.
Oscar.
The room exits back into the hallway at the back of the house.
Right.
The kitchen is quite small. Hard to tell if anything was made there at all.
The den as well. The Allen family didn't seem to have much money.
But owns two properties.
Well, I think we found our motivating factor to reach into the beyond. To see what powers lay untamed.
I suppose so.
Regardless, I suppose we'll head upstairs.
Well, what about the basement, though?
Hmm?
Basement?
Look. Here. There's a hatch right here.
Oh.
I didn't notice that. It's nearly impossible to see.
Did you want to head down? Or upstairs first?
Well...
There are wisps of shadow clawing out from the hatch. Like that of the barn. I think...
Shall I?
I think there's something down there.
Look, perhaps we should check upstairs first.
Oh. Okay. If you're sure.
Good call, Arthur.
Yes, look...
Yes, let's be thorough.
I mean, if Edward William Allen is behind all of this, knowing more about him, about his family, could prove to be instrumental in defeating Scratch.
Aye.
Additionally, this isn't my first time searching a house for answers, and usually, and I do mean usually, the basement is where we find what we're looking for. Normally there's no time to turn back.
Okay.
Like the widow's house.
So let's take a moment and be thorough. Leave no stone unturned.
Aye.
This hatch is at the back of the stairs. If you head left around this wall, you're back into the front.
Let's, Yes.
The stairs are rickety and well-worn. Made of wood, but sagging under the weight of time.
Be careful. They don't look all that sturdy.
Quite.
It's true. Hold the railing. The top floor here is in quite the state of disrepair. The walls are almost entirely exposed brick. Ancient pools of dried plaster lay at their feet. This is a small sitting area with a broken wooden chair and a window that looks out over the backyard. Despite the rain, the night is still.
Well, this place has seen better days.
To your left is a small bedroom, I believe. Two doors to your right, down a short hallway.
Why don't you take the one on the left?
Aye.
Call if you see anything.
Oscar is heading into the small room.
All right.
There's a door just to the right here. I'm glad you didn't head for the basement.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I just think we can't afford any room for error. We may only have this one shot.
Yes.
The door is here. It's slightly ajar. I mean, think of the people, Oscar included, that are counting on us.
I know, but...
Wait! Stop!
What?
To your immediate right.
What?
There's a table stacked with furniture. It's balanced precariously close to the door.
What? Why?
I don't know. Lots of furniture is pressed to the side of the room, right by the door.
Yes. Here.
Yes, careful.
Why would someone do this?
I'm not sure. It looks like... Maybe...
A barricade?
Yes. drag marks on the floor indicate this pile of furniture was moved. Often.
Someone didn't feel safe in this house.
I can't blame them. This house doesn't feel vacant. At least not entirely.
So what is this room, then?
It looks to be a small bedroom. The only furniture not to the right of the doorway is a wash basin, and what I imagine was once a dresser, but it's broken in the middle and laying in pieces.
Did anything in the dresser survive?
Rotten clothing covered in dust and mold. Nothing of use, no.
Is there a bed here?
A bed is against the far wall, although it looks to be just a mattress. This room reeks of utility and speaks of a busy mind. Sweat-stained sheets tossed and torn through many sleepless nights. And marks on the wall.
A sleepless mind.
The walls have scratches in them. Markers, perhaps, denoting time passing.
How many?
Dozens, maybe. All next to the bed.
As if they were counting. Someone barricaded themselves in this room.
Perhaps.
Over a course of many days.
Jesus! Sorry, I...
Oscar!
It's okay.
Why not wake the dead while you're at it?
Another bedroom.
Yours was?
As well, aye.
Nothing of importance. Anything at all?
No.
Damn. All right, well, shall we check the last room together?
Aye. It's colder here.
Yes, I feel it too.
The last door is on your left now. Towards the front of the house.
Watch your step.
Watch your...
Wait. Careful, hold. Did you hear that?
No.
I didn't hear anything.
It was like movement.
Sorry, no.
Okay.
Here. The door is closed.
It's so cold.
Yes, it feels...
The roof has collapsed in this room, Arthur.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
Rain is falling through a large hole in the roof. Bricks are scattered across the floor.
It looks like the chimney is falling in.
It does.
Yes, the chimney must have blown over at some point and broken through the roof. It lies scattered in pieces across the floor of this room. Small mounds of snow still remain in here, indirect and hidden from the rain that falls slowly.
What is this room?
I'm not sure. There's a table against the wall, a small wood stove that must have been connected to the chimney.
Perhaps an office at one point, though there isn't a desk here. There's a wall that could sport one, but...
Did you hear that?
Wait. There's something above the table.
A what?
There's a thin layer of frost on it.
Sound?
It's a picture of some sort. Straight ahead, above the table. Watch for the... Here.
It's like a scuttling.
Yes, one moment. There's a painting here.
You'll need to brush away some of the frost.
I think it's coming from the stove. Does it connect it downstairs?
Yes, Oscar, one moment.
It's a woman. A painting of a woman. With black hair. And pale skin. She's lovely.
I think there's something in the stove. I'm going to open it.
One moment, Oscar. A woman.
Her eyes are...
Is she Alan's wife or mother?
Perhaps, though she... Who are you?
What?
Oscar!
Oscar! Oscar! Oscar!
Jesus Christ!
Oscar!
An insect has burrowed into Oscar's arm, Arthur!
Oh, God! Oh,
fuck! Its body is entirely under his skin!
Oh, fuck!
Splitting and tearing as it moves towards his elbow!
Christ!
What?
Oh,
the dagger, Arthur!
What?
Oh, God!
You want me to cut it out?
Yes!
No! Please, Arthur, no!
No, he'll die otherwise!
I can't
please!
Yes, Arthur! He will die!
Oscar, I have
you
to...
You have to, Arthur, or it will kill Oscar!
God! Oh, God!
It's writhing its way higher up in his arm!
No, don't! Please, Arthur, no!
Cut it, Arthur!
He's saying no! He doesn't want...
He's panicking, Arthur!
No.
He's in shock!
Don't cut it out! No, please!
I won't!
Don't.
I can't!
Arthur! He is going to die!
No. I won't! I won't! I won't, Oscar!
Don't cut it out! No!
Arthur! What can I... I need to do something!
Arthur! Don't cut it! No, don't!
I...
cut it off!
What? What?
Axe!
He wants you to cut it off!
There's an axe! In the backyard!
Jesus!
No!
He's wrapping his arm above the elbow!
Axe! No!
Move, Arthur!
No!
Left! Here! Down! And be careful! Arthur! You've fallen through the stairs! You're on the main floor!
Fuck!
The axe, Arthur! The back door is behind you! Move!
Jesus!
What does Oscar know about this thing? Why cut off his entire arm instead of trying to cut it out?
I don't know, John! Clearly he knows something! Axe!
I don't see where...
Axe, John!
I don't... To the right! There's a stump. An axe sits lodged in it.
Where?
Here! Here! It's covered in rust and heavy with water. It's been here for years, Arthur.
Will it cut bone?
With enough force.
Then it'll have to do.
What manner of creature does...
You saw nothing!
No! I only saw the tail end of it, entering his skin.
Jesus.
It looked like it had thin black worms hanging from it. Stairs! To the left!
Wait!
What?
The kitchen!
What are you doing in the kitchen, Arthur?
A towel!
A towel?
A goddamn towel, John!
On the floor, to the left. More. Here. Higher. There!
Stairs!
Behind you!
Upstairs. To the...
Remember, they're broken now at the midpoint.
Yes!
You'll have to jump up. You...
Oh!
Arthur!
Yeah.
Well done, yes. Arthur!
Oscar! Oscar! I'm here!
He's taken the strips of clothing and tied it tightly, just above his elbow.
Where do...
Quickly! The veins in his arm have turned black.
Oh, God.
They're pulsating and moving.
Here, just below the elbow.
All right.
He's on the ground. His arms stretch out beside
just
him.
Below the elbow.
Fuck.
His left arm, Arthur.
Clean through.
In the axe, and I can tell you where to bring it back down.
Don't stop.
Here?
No matter what.
More to the left.
Clean through.
You're sure?
Here, Arthur.
You're positive?
Yes.
No, back more.
John!
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Oscar.
You didn't make it all the way through. Again.
I'm sorry.
Again! The bone hasn't broken yet. You missed and hit the arm. Once more should do it.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry. It's okay.
Go through!
It's okay.
But skin is still connecting. Finish with the dagger.
It's okay. Okay. Oh, fuck. You. I have this.
It's not bleeding as much as I had imagined.
You made a tourniquet. Oscar. Great job. It's okay. I'm here. Here. Oscar. I'm so sorry. Okay. You're all right.
You've wrapped his bloody stump in the towel. It does seem to help stop the bleeding, but the tourniquet is doing most of the work. His breathing is shallow and rapid, but steady. I think he's passed out from the pain.
He's gone into shock. Oh, fuck.
Arthur.
What?
His arm.
What about it?
It's moving.
What?
The arm you cut off. It's on the other side of Oscar. thin black tendrils like worms are branching out from the open cut and tasting the air as if feeling around for something. Dozens of them, like a snake's tongue, all licking out from the open and severed veins of Oscar's dead arm.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
The fingers on the arm are twitching, and the arm has flipped over. It's dragging itself away. The black tendrils pushing along the blood-stained wooden floor as the fingers slowly and stiffly pull.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oscar didn't think it could be cut out.
He was right. Those black worms had crawled into every vein in his arm as if he were infected.
He looks okay now.
For now.
It's coming from the stove.
More of them.
More.
Many. Many more.
Arthur!
We need to move.
Arthur!
We need to move!
Where?
Oscar!
He's passed out! Leave him!
No, we're not leaving him!
You're going to drag him?
Come on! We need to move!
Where?
Come on! The other room! The barricaded one!
Then move, Arthur! Arthur's pouring out of the stove!
Oh, fuck!
Dozens! Hundreds! Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
Move! I'm trying! I'm trying! Come on, Oscar!
They're pouring up on the floor below as well! Hundreds of these creatures are! There's no way you're...
The room! The room, where is it?
Your left!
Come on!
Rain, Arthur! The door! Cross them! Stomp on them, just don't let them near your skin!
The barricade!
Left! Push, Arthur, push! Arthur, they're not getting through. Even the vents in this room, they're...
covered.
Yes.
We're not the first person to use this room as a safe haven from whatever the fuck those are.
Well. What do we do now?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.